Good morning. It's time to take a look at your local and area news. It's brought to you at this hour by Premier Bank. I'm Jim McCabe. Currently 39 degrees in Jacksonville. We have overcast skies and those winds out of the northwest at 18 miles per hour, gusting up to 31. The Jacksonville Police Department has released its crime stats report for last year. The department responded to 24,600 calls for service, a decrease of 8.1% from 2013. There was one murder case in the city last year. Avery Berry was charged in the death of Marcus Jackson. That case continues into 2015. And there were 6 criminal sexual assault cases and 20 aggravated assault or battery cases, both decreases. There was a big increase in theft with 410 cases, which is 76 more. There were 95 burglaries reported, which is about the same as 2013. There were 173 drug arrests, including 58 for cannabis possession, 36 for methamphetamine, and 25 for controlled substances. The amount of pot arrests went down significantly compared to 2011 through 2013, dropping by almost 40%. Jacksonville aldermen passed an ordinance in June decriminalizing possession of small amounts of weed. Another interesting note on the 2014 report is about the special response team. The team comprised of officers from the City Police Department, Morgan County Sheriff's Office, and Chapin Police Department was activated twice for security purposes. Once was in response to a possible protest in the downtown area following developments in Ferguson, Missouri. There was an uptick in traffic accidents with 54% more than in 2013, or a total of 448 major or reportable accidents. The highest number was in February, when Jacksonville experienced several bouts of winter weather. There was one fatal accident in 2014 in the city. There were a total of 27 DUI arrests made last year. 921 traffic arrests were made. The arrest clearance rate for criminal activities was 48.8%. One sentence was handed down yesterday afternoon. 24-year-old David Ellenberg of the 400 block of South Movistar was sentenced to 4 days in jail for retail theft. Jacksonville police made one arrest last night. A 14-year-old Jacksonville girl was arrested on Movistar and Water at around 10:15 for obstructing identification. The girl has been released into the custody of her parents. The Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is prepared to help West Central Illinoisans during tax season. John Rush, the coordinator of the program, was a guest yesterday on WLDS's What's On Your Mind to review what the program does.
To generally help lower-income individuals, and we define that as an individual $50,000 of income or less, family unit $60,000 of income or less. We will complete their federal and state tax returns and electronically file them for free.
According to Rush, the average income for households in the United States is $52,000, meaning about half the country will be eligible to participate in programs like these. Rush says the program is able to benefit the community with the help of a great partnership from local organizations.
We've done just shy of 400 tax returns, so that's a significant amount. The students get a practical application of the types of things that they learn in college, and we're very thankful that the IRS are encouraging this program. Prairie Council on Aging sets our appointment. Lincoln Land Community College provides us with the space to actually operate the program, and of course it's Illinois College students, and so we have a nice four-way partnership going on.
Rush says the Illinois College students participating in the program are trained to be certified tax preparers.
They must pass 2 certification exams that are prepared by the Internal Revenue Service. And we also use software that has been provided by the Internal Revenue Service. It is state-of-the-art tax software. We usually have the students work in 2-person teams, so there's a couple sets of eyes. Then we have a supervisory student or myself who will review each tax return, again, looking at the numbers, trying to make sure things have been data input correctly.
If you are interested in having the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program complete your taxes, Rush says you should bring the following documents.
It's very important that you bring any document you have received at the end of the year that would be related to your tax return. So anything that shows any income, that might show deductions if you made IRA deposits, things of that nature. Any form that you get at the end of the year that says this is important for your taxes, you want to bring it with you. Ideally, you would also bring a copy of last year's tax returns. That can be very helpful to us. This year's tax return may turn out quite differently from last year's tax return, and we like to compare it to last year's.
And tax returns will be done on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 6:30 p.m. until the tax deadline in April. To make an appointment, call 479-4619. Again, that's 479-4619. The program begins on February 5th. For the full interview, visit the What's On Your Mind section of WLDS.com. A new search tool helps families find college scholarships. Lynn Baker with the Illinois Student Assistance Commission says there are hundreds of scholarships on the CAPEX web portal.
It also includes information on over about $11 billion in scholarships, and it allows students to easily identify those types of scholarships and those specific ones that might match their strengths and skills.
Baker says the CAPEX portal is a great way to research colleges, read student reviews, and even find out their chances of admission at certain schools. Officials say getting a scholarship is a great way to cover the costs of education without incurring too much debt. Check out studentportal.isac.org for more details. Powdered alcohol is creating a buzz in some areas across the nation, but Illinois lawmakers are taking steps to keep it off store shelves. State Senator Ira Silverstein has introduced a bill that would ban a product known as Palcohol, which is supposed to hit the market sometime this spring. Silverstein says banning the product is an issue of public safety, but the makers of Palcohol say keeping it off the shelves will only force people to buy it on the black market.
What makes a great bank? A bank designed for you. This is Darcy Marr with Premier Bank, and we are always striving to provide the best services to keep up with your busy lifestyle. From online banking, convenient hours and ATMs, to our newest online loan applications and... What makes a great bank? A bank designed for you. This is Darcy Marr with Premier Bank, and we are always striving to provide the best services to keep up with your busy lifestyle. From online banking, convenient hours and ATMs, to our newest online loan applications and mobile banking, we're Premier Bank. Come see your hometown bank today at 1604 West Morton or online at premierbanksonline.com. Premier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Taking a look at news notes this morning, a blood drive taking place today at Triopia High School, and the 2015 annual meeting for the Jacksonville Area Chamber of Commerce is at Hamilton's, and that begins at 6 o'clock. Glancing at weather conditions, high temperature yesterday was 49 degrees. Official low during the reporting period was 29. The overnight low or low since midnight was 41 degrees. No precipitation measured here at the radio station. 39 degrees and overcast in Jacksonville right now with relative humidity of 80%. Wind chill at 30 degrees thanks to winds out of the northwest in double digits right now. Bob's got the full forecast coming up in just a moment. The next scheduled local newscast comes your way at 8:06 this morning. And local news at this hour is brought to you by Premier Bank. Bulletin News is on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.